All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, weekend baseball, and we've got the philosopher here. He's on the road, and this road trip going into Texas, Atlanta, and Chicago, these are three cities, hot cities this time of year, but what about pitching in Texas?
Well, it's definitely one of the places you want to keep the ball down. Obviously, when you're playing in the heat and humidity, and the ball has a tendency to carry, and the ballpark has a little bit of a jet stream there. So, the down is first and foremost for, I think, every pitcher in this staff. And, we'll see how it shakes out. But obviously, when it's a ballpark that the ball does fly, you like our offense in that situation as well.
Yeah, it's a good right field, so you're probably going to be seeing maybe a left-handed hitter, maybe Prince Fielder.
Right, Prince Fielder. It's been a while since I faced him. Josh Hamilton's back now in that area, so it'll be some power bats from the left side, but that's the fun of the game. They go out there in that competition.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, now then you go into Atlanta, and we call it Hotlanta in the summer. My goodness, as I said on the show last week, I remember the games in the 80s with Bob Knepper. You throw like 180 pitches in the second inning, his uniform would be soaked. Atlanta, the humidity, it's never simple.
No, obviously, the one perk about Atlanta during that time is usually BP gets rained out. I think there's usually that afternoon thunderstorm that'll roll through. But like you said, it's a hot place. It's hot and humid, much like this entire road trip. It's going to be hot and humid, but I think we have to do the best of just staying hydrated and doing the things that we've been doing so far when we go to hot cities and get the job done. I think when we look at the pitching staff again, it's one of those things where that kind of park and that kind of lineup, there's some guys that can do some damage. So get the outs where you can and pitch around some guys if the situation dictates.
The pitching staff is a little older, averages over 30 years, one of the oldest in franchise history for the Giants. You go to these hot cities, is it relevant to say, boy, you're an older pitching staff, be careful?
I think there might be some truth to that, sure. But, I don't think we're old, but we're not that old. I think, obviously, we're finely tuned athletes. At least we like to think we are. And you got to do the right things to stay smart. Obviously, hydration's a big key to having any sort of longevity in the game, not even just playing in hot cities, but just being able to stay around and not have your muscles cramp up on you and stuff. So, I think, obviously, one of the things we need to focus on is that. But, we're in the point now where we're making a stretch run, and I think people would go play on the sun if it meant that we had a chance to take the Dodgers.
All right, Javier Lopez with us. Let's continue on the road trip. We're now flying into Chicago, Wrigley Field, for 4 days, and a team that got a lot of young players, a lot of free swingers, and I'm not sure, Rizzo, I guess. You get ready for a Rizzo. I think he'd be your first guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a talented bunch there. They obviously have a veteran leader and Johnny Lester leading that staff, but it's a team that is young, and I think if we're doing what we're doing, they're a pitchable bunch, and knowing that they're right on our heels as far as a wild card position, I think we're focused on just making the playoffs and winning our division. But you want to secure a spot, and if there's any team that's close to you right now, it's the Cubs, and you want to distance yourself as much as you can. So it'll be a big 4-game set, but like I said, and we've touched on this many times, that's an important road trip for us. But I like our offense right now, and all these ballparks are great places to hit.
Yeah, I like Wrigley Field. And what I like about it, the bullpens. They're right down the line. Look, I can remember people grabbing the hats of people years ago. But what's it like warming up in a bullpen at Wrigley Field? Because it's right adjacent to the stands right there.
It is a little bit different. I mean, I guess we have a little taste here in San Fran because it is the same kind of setup being on the field. But we are really, really close to the foul lines there. And at least here we have a little bit of breathing room. So, again, you got to kind of be you got to choose your spots wisely when you start throwing the breaking pitches. You don't want to disrupt the game in case you bounce one by Tyra or Eli Whiteside. So, you try to time it with the pitcher so you don't get too embarrassed if a ball ends up having to stop play. But it's a different atmosphere, but it's an iconic and historic ballpark, and I think that's what everybody enjoys when they're playing there.
What about interacting with the fans around the bullpen? I mean, it must honestly send someone out for a hot dog. I mean, you could basically, you're sitting in the stands.
Yeah, for me, it's not that great because I do actually face the fans when I'm warming up there. So occasionally, they not only are they screaming at us to do poorly, it's within about 3 feet. So eye contact is inevitable. It's going to happen, but that's part of its charm. And thankfully, we get to just play there and leave.
And you get to see the whole George Contos family come to the game.
That's right. I believe they've already purchased a suite, from what I understand, taking the new ballpark. And, you know, he grew up a Cubs fan, so except when we play him, I think that's the only time he's not a Cubs fan. So, you know, it's always nice to come home, and, you know, I have the opportunity to do that in D.C. It's always nice to just be able to go where you grow up and watch a lot of ball games as a kid.
Yeah, Javier Lopez with us. What did you think of the Latos trade to the Dodgers?
Well, I think, obviously, Buster Posey's probably licking his chops because I think he has a pretty good record against them. But I think, you know, the Dodgers are going to make a move. Do they make another one? Who knows? You got to imagine they're going to exhaust every opportunity that they can come up with. And, you know, for us, the one kick in the gut is Mike Morse going there as well. I think, obviously, Ishikawa's homer is legendary, but you don't get there without Mike Morse homer. So, you know, if there's a guy that set the table and had the game-winning RBI for us in the World Series, I mean, it's going to be tough to see him in Dodger blue.
Yeah, and I think he adds a lot to the clubhouse. Who knows what the clubhouse is really like, but he was a funny guy here with the helmets and all that kind of stuff. And that means something. I think going down the stretch, it means something to keep people loose. You've been down the stretch before, and you pitched in St. Louis before. That's coming up this month, too. And I ask you this, because growing up, I remember Cincinnati, St. Louis, these towns were so hot during the summer. Players would put cabbage in their hats. They'd put cabbage in their shoes just to stay warm on the field. Then they had the turf in St. Louis. You've pitched in St. Louis. What's that like in the summer?
Yeah, it's not an ideal place to be playing baseball during the summertime. I can only imagine what it was like with the turf. I've been fortunate enough to be there where it's just the grass has already been there. So, you know, that alone will cool it off. But, again, it's down in the bullpen, they have an industrial-sized fan. We try to get any shade possible, and you just try to deal with it that way. But, you know, I think it's the one thing you always got to tell yourself, and a lot of these guys, when they get down to it, it is hot, but it's hot for them too. I don't care if that's their home field and they've been used. You don't ever really get used to that kind of heat. So and that's coming from an East Coaster growing up in heat. So that's, you know, it's something that you have to adapt and overcome. And again, it's nice to go into those cities when things are on the line, because if you're just playing to play a game, that the elements can defeat you. But when there's things that are riding on it, you just kind of forget about it and just try to get a W.
That's why you're the philosopher. Very good point. I learned something there from you. And in those days, they would play with flannel uniforms. Come on, are you kidding?
Yeah, that's the stories. That's what I always heard. And they had ice buckets where the guys would run in, and because their cleats would be melting. And that's what's, I mean, amazing that could even happen. But, amazing how things change. And thank God technology came in with some lighter unis.
All right. Javi, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.